From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the wonderful name of our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you with another edition of the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming again. Isn't that a glorious thought to take into consideration today? Indeed it is. And it is something that believers have been anticipating ever since the Lord Jesus Christ ascended back into heaven nearly 2,000 years ago. And so this week we are talking about the subject of loving Christ's appearing. And we're taking as our foundational text 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8, where the Apostle Paul is giving his last testimony, as it were, to Timothy. And he talks about the fact that he has fought the good fight, he has finished the course, he has kept the faith. And then he says this in verse 8 of 2 Timothy 4. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, that is a special reward that will be given at the judgment seat of Christ. Then he goes on to say, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, talking about the judgment seat of Christ. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. In other words, a special award, reward, a special acknowledgement is going to be given to those who love the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's called the crown of righteousness, and it will be given at the judgment seat of Christ. It's given to those who love his appearing. The question is, how can we love the appearing of Jesus Christ? Well, yesterday I mentioned one way, and that is by believing it. It's going to happen. Don't doubt it. Today, I want to emphasize that we love Christ's appearing by anticipating it. By anticipating it. It could happen today. Now, nobody knows exactly when it's going to take place. As I mentioned on Monday, if somebody comes to you and sets a date for the return of the Lord Jesus, you just tell them they don't know what they're talking about, because only the Father in heaven knows that. But the rapture, which is the first stage of the second coming of Christ, that will take us out of this earth before the great tribulation sets in, could happen at any moment. In fact, there's a song we used to sing years ago entitled, It Could Happen Any Moment in the Twinkling of an Eye. Do you remember that song? Oh, I can remember it quite well. But the second coming of Christ, that is the first stage of the second coming of Christ, is imminent. It could happen at any moment, and therefore we should anticipate it. Turn with me, if you would please, to the book of Titus, chapter 2. The book of Titus, chapter 2, and I want to begin reading with verse 11, where the Word of God says, For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. And how we can thank God that the grace of God has appeared to all men, to the point that all can be saved who call upon the name of the Lord and ask the Lord Jesus to save them. But then it goes on in verse 12 and says, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. What I love about that verse is this. Not only is it true that the grace of God saves those of us who call upon the name of the Lord, but it is also true that the grace of God teaches us how to live the Christian life. We could never live the Christian life apart from the wonderful grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But then verse 13 of Titus 2 goes on to say, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. That is the verse of Scripture that tells us that we should anticipate the return of Christ. And that's one of the ways to love His appearing. Anticipate it, looking for it. Every day we should look for the return of Christ. Years ago, I heard a story about a preacher, I believe he was, who would say every morning when he would get up, "Good morning, Lord. Maybe this is the day when your Son, the Lord Jesus, will return and I'll see you face to face." And then at the end of the day, when the Lord did not return, when he would go to bed at night, he would say, "Well, good night, Lord. You did not return today, but maybe you will before I wake up and I'll see you face to face." You see, that is what we call anticipating the return of Christ, anticipating the rapture. Really, beloved, it could happen any moment. Now, as we look at Titus chapter 2 and verse 13, we actually see the two stages of the second coming of Christ, by the way, where it says, looking for that blessed hope. The blessed hope speaks of the rapture, when Christ will come in the clouds of the air and take those of us who are saved home to be with him in glory. That could happen any moment. And then it says, and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. That will take place at least 7 years after the rapture. Because when the rapture happens, then the great tribulation period will set in on the earth, which is a time of God's wrath on the earth, such as the world has never seen. At the end of that great tribulation period, according to Revelation 19, the Lord Jesus Christ will come back to the earth and defeat the nations of the world and set up his kingdom. And that's what is referred to as the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. But the fact of the matter is, right now, right here, where we sit at this very moment, as Christians, we are to be looking for the blessed hope, anticipating it, and realizing that it could come at any moment. And so you see, loving Christ's appearing means that we believe it. Number two, we anticipate it. But number three, it means that we proclaim it. Turn with me, if you would please, back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Now, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, we have one of the passages of Scripture that really speaks about the rapture. In fact, I would believe that this passage of Scripture speaks more clearly about the rapture than any other passage in the Word of God. Let me read it with you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning with verse 13, where Paul says, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep," that is, those who've died, "that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so also them which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord," that's authority, beloved, "that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." Now, look at verse 18 of 1 Thessalonians 4. It says, "Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." Comfort one another with these words. You see here, the Spirit of God led the Apostle Paul to speak concerning the suddenness of the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ in the clouds of the air, which is what we call the rapture. It says there, "The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." That's the rapture. That could happen any moment. But right now, until it does, we're to comfort one another with these words. You see, beloved, it gets tough in this life, does it not? It gets tough in this life for any number of reasons. It gets tough because of the trials that we go through. It gets tough because of the circumstances that are taking place in the world around us. It gets tough sometimes because we miss those who've gone on before us. We miss our moms and our dads and our grandparents and other friends. But in light of this great teaching on how the rapture will take place, the Apostle Paul says, as he writes under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, comfort one another with these words. You see, we need to be proclaiming with others, to others, the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ could come at any moment. We need to share that truth. We should share that truth with the unsaved, that they might come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we should share that truth with each other as believers, that even in the midst of the difficulties that we are facing, Christ could come at any moment. But by proclaiming the reality of the imminency of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ is one of the ways that we will love his appearing. And as we've been emphasizing in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, that those who love his appearing will receive that crown of righteousness. Oh, my beloved, I trust, number one, that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, and then as a Christian, that you love Christ's appearing by believing it, by anticipating it, and by proclaiming it. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow on the program, we'll continue this subject on loving Christ's appearing. I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep up, keep looking up, because Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Truly, the best is yet to come.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.